Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Marketing Ministry, the radio show.
I am your host, Wanda Adams, and as always, we want to start out about with giving all thanks and glory and honor to God. Today's show is a phenomenal one. We have two very anointed and powerful women joining us. In our first segment, we have Tahila from Tahila Praise. She's going to be with us, and she's going to be sharing with us her journey and her testimony. And in our second segment, we're going to have our gospel recording artist, Lisa Foster Wilson. We were just listening to This Joy by Marjanae, a phenomenal song. And I just want to thank all of our listeners for hanging out with us, for joining us, for supporting us, and for being all that you could be in Christ Jesus and for marketing your ministries. As I stated earlier, our first special guest is Tahila from Tahila Praise. She is a phenomenal woman of God. She hosts her own radio show entitled Tahila Praise right here on Blog Talk Radio. She has many, many things going on, and she is doing her part to further advance the kingdom of God. So we're going to bring her on the line, and welcome, Tahila. How are you?
Hey, Wanda, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. I think we have some static on the line.
Do we have static? I don't hear anything on my end.
Okay, well, praise God. I know he has everything under control, and I just want to thank you first and foremost for hanging out with us today. I know your schedule is very, very busy, and we appreciate all that you do in support of marketing ministry and all that you do for the kingdom.
Glory to God. Amen. God is good. I felt it a privilege and an honor for you to even ask me to come and join you on your show today. That's exciting. I thank you for that, woman of God.
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes, Tahila, we get all caught up into celebrity names, but there are many, many people that are doing great works for the body that sometimes we overlook. God doesn't overlook them, but people overlook them.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, sister. Amen. I want you to help me out here now. We're going to have church.
Amen. God is good.
Now,
a lot of times. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say a lot of times, like you said, if your name is not up in lights and you don't have that celebrity status, not out there in front, folks don't know, you know, exactly what's happening or what the Lord is doing. And many times the Lord will have many folks working behind the scenes and making the things happen for the ones of those that are in the light, in the limelight. Amen?
Amen. Now, we have a signature question to Tahila here on Marketing Ministries, and I ask everybody this question, and I want to ask you this question as well. What does ministry mean to you?
Ministry means to me, as far as advancing others' ministry to advance the mission that God has given each of us, even in my own life, my ministry is to help others bring forth the vision and the purposes of God in their lives. Amen. And even as we do that in other people's lives, God will begin to send people into our life and in our path to bring forth the ministry that he has called for each and every one of us. So it's basically body building. Amen. We're building the body through ministry to bring us all into the maturity of a perfect man. Amen. In Christ, so that we can be mature in Christ.
Amen. I can agree with you wholeheartedly on that. You know, and that's one of the things that we do here on Marketing Ministry. I say this over and over again. You know, the word marketing is just another word for evangelizing. And it
Amen.
Is up to each and every one of us to take what God has given us, give it
that's
back
right.
to him, and then take it out and tell the word about the world about the great works that he is doing in each and every one of us. And I just want to encourage our listeners on today to be all you can be in Christ Jesus and to market your ministry. You know, we have our chat lines open. We thank you in the chat room that have joined us. Our phone lines are open. If you want to ask questions of Tahila, you can reach us at 917-932-1720. Just press 1 to speak to the host. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. Now, Tahila, we know you have a radio show here on Blog Talk, a phenomenal show, and that you provide many artists and ministers and everybody that is laboring in ministry a platform. Tell us a little bit about Tahila Praise, the radio show, and how that vision came about.
Well, first and foremost, I just praise God for even the opportunity to be in the spot, to be, you know, a blessing and an open door to help others, you know, to bring forth what God has called for their lives. Initially, I started my Tahila Praise broadcast because I was working as an artist manager and working with several artists, and at that time I didn't know how to put them on the air. In other words, I didn't know the process. So, and someone was telling me about Blog Talk, I said, well, that's awesome. I could just do a little quick 15-minute segment, you know, once a week and, you know, play a couple of songs and play the artist. At least they'll be getting some airplay, and we'll just push that, you know. And not knowing that God was going to take that, you know, and first of all, that was my plan, but when God put it in my heart, he had a whole other plan altogether. Amen. And many times we don't see the full picture. God will show you a little puzzle when you'll run with it, and when it starts evolving, it's like, oh, my goodness, wow, I didn't see all that,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just evolved from that, and the Lord has just, you know, been using the program to just open doors for a lot of people and even, you know, get more airplay for different artists around the world that are moving their ministry to the next level. Amen. I just count it a privilege. It's like, oh, my God, Lord. You know, and like I was saying earlier about, you know, I'm a singer as well as, you know, a songwriter myself and, you know, have a desire to, you know, do some music projects. And the Lord just continues to minister to my heart that as you open the door for others and bless them, I am strategically, you know, putting you in place to be, you know, and the Lord will send people in your life to move you to where you need to be as far as your music ministry. And I'm like, Lord, wow, you are so awesome. You know, how he just puts people together and causes paths not just to cross but to collide, amen?
Amen.
To bring forth his purpose, because it is not our purpose. It's what he's ordained for our lives all along, and basically what we're doing is just walking in the steps that he's already given. So, amen. Amen.
Absolutely. Now, we have a lot of artists that listen to our show. Tell them, mm-hmm, based on your experience, what are some of the things that you can encourage them to do as an artist to better establish themselves and to lay that foundation so that they can be prepared for the long haul?
Amen. Amen. First off, what I would say, before the ministry, is your relationship with Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not intact, you know, the things that you will need to do as far as the work that needs to be put in, you won't have the endurance to do it, you know what I'm saying, unless your relationship is intact and you're doing it because you want to give glory to God. Amen. So first and foremost, make sure your spirit man is where he needs to be. Amen. And that you're listening to the voice of God for the songs that he's releasing for this hour, you know, and not just, you know, writing stuff just because it sounds good, but because you're hearing the voice of God and finding out what he's releasing, you know, to his people to set his people free. Amen. And also, you know, just knowing and being encouraged that no matter how long it takes, when God says wait, wait, you know, when he says go, go, because he will open up doors of, you know, ministry for you wherever. And when he opens the door, no man will be able to shut it. So, you know, many times we'll jump at whatever opportunity arises, and that may not be what God has for you, you know. So don't be so anxious to get my music out there and get my name out there that you miss it. You know what I mean? Just keep your ear and your spirit man open and tune, you know, to the spirit of God and the connections that he's opening for you. And just make sure that whatever you do as far as in music and in ministry, you do it with a spirit of excellence. amen, you know, because you don't want to just put anything out there just for the sake of saying I did it, you know what I mean? But you mm-hmm. want to put it out there and you want it to be a blessing, amen. You want it to be a blessing. So just be patient as well as tenacious, you know, and be enduring, or you can just endure whatever you have to endure to get the job done, amen. Amen. And also, one last thing, just do not allow in any way, form, or fashion the spirit of pride to enter in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I feel it so much, you know, in the industry where pride is just raising its head, like I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and my project, it's not your project. It's God's project. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He gave you the gift. Amen. He put it in you before the foundations of the world to do what it is that you do. So always, you know, continue to keep God first and give glory to God. Amen.
Amen. I'm right there with you. Now, separate to Tehillah Praise broadcast that you do every Saturday, and we're going to get you to give our listeners that information so they can tune in. You also manage artists. You have a management company. What
yes.
is the number one thing that you see that artists do that they could do better?
I would say, first off, understanding that your ministry is a gift of serving.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And it's not the end, but it's the means to an end. Amen. And that you've been called for a purpose, you know, for this time and for this hour. And what you can do better is, especially in working with your producers, your label, your managers, is being able to follow instructions, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really I know it all, this is my project, I got this, you know. No, if you had it, then you wouldn't need a producer, you wouldn't need a manager, you wouldn't need, you know, a label and all these things to get behind you and bring your vision to pass, amen. So just being open to instruction, knowing how to receive constructive criticism without taking it personally, but knowing that it's for your growth and for your good as an artist to take you into the place where you need to be, so that you can better the craft and to make sure that you are not just, you know, I know many artists that they don't sing unless they're going to an engagement, you know. You need to practice your craft every day. It's just like a weight builder or a bodybuilder. They're constantly working those muscles and strengthening, you know, and you have to do the same thing with your vocal cords to strengthen so that you can get the fullest range that you can out of your gift, amen, and not just settle for just being able to sing, but you want to sing the song, amen.
Well, you know, it's funny that you said that, Tehillah, because, you know, here in marketing ministry, you know, we are a marketing and PR company, and I market and represent several artists. And it's funny because, you know, some artists, not all, but some don't realize how important a vocal coach is. You know, you mentioned it to some people, they get insulted and think you said, I can't sing. No, I'm not saying that. But there's some things you need to know how to do. You know, some of the best singers in the world, and they remain the best because they do have voice coaches.
Right.
You know, you got to learn how to preserve your voice. So today,
right.
you know, knowing that you do both sides, I want to have real talk here because, you know,
mm-hmm.
from a management perspective, you know, artists have to realize that, yes, you do need a voice coach. And I know one of the biggest things I see is it's just not you doing your project and gigging, you have to have some money. You're deceiving yourself if you don't have a budget.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and most of the things that I come in and sing and
mm-hmm.
everything else just falls into place. No. It takes behind-the-scenes preparations. You have to have funds and different things in place. And a lot of times I know a lot of independent artists were on you know, a restrictive budget or whatever, but have a budget, however restricted it is, have it, and discipline yourself to, you know, put the funds and the monies aside to invest in yourself. Amen. Because if you don't invest in yourself, how do you expect anyone else to come on board 100% and just pour all their money into you when you're not willing to invest anything?
And you have to be wise in where you place your investments. You know,
absolutely.
Again, you know, we think, if I get the project done, then I'm ready to go. I'm going to do some gigs, and then I'm going to get on radio. I say this over and over again to Gila. If marketing and promotions are crucial in what you do, because you can have the best whatever, but if no one knows about it, it's going to fall to the wayside. And it takes some revenue to do that. I mean, we have to understand. I remember, and I guess I'm telling my age now, that when it was a time where music, you know, you couldn't self-publish yourself in a project or even in a book. You know, you had to go to a publisher or to a label. And if you were good enough, you got rejected. But now we live in an age where we can self-publish. And when you self-publish, that doesn't come with the benefits that you may receive when you are, you know, when you are on a label or if you're picked up by a publishing house. So, you know, we have to kind of understand the rules of engagement, so to speak.
Absolutely. 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 There is a protocol that, you know, needs to be followed. And many times just coming in the door, a lot of artists don't know what the protocol is and what the rules of engagements are. And, you know, they wonder, why isn't my project moving, and why is nothing happening? You know, I know the Lord gave this to me, but what is the problem? You know, you need to get with people that are in the industry that have already done it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to rebuild the wheel. You just have to learn how to use the wheel, you know, and other people have already done, you know, projects. They you know, market their product. They, you know, did it and got it out there. And if you're just willing to sit up under them and, you know, gain their wisdom and to do your research, you know, the reading, fundamental. Oh, my goodness. You know,
it sure is.
You know, Google it if you can't do anything else. You know what I'm saying? Because there's tons of information that is available to you as an artist, even if you don't have anyone in your circle or, you know, in your sphere of influence that can help you. You can do the research yourself. You know, 99.9% of the stuff that I've learned, I just had to get out there and research it because I had no clue. You know, I spent my days at the library, amen, online, you know, trying to find out how to do this music thing. What do you do? You know, so you have to be willing to put in the work and find out how this thing works, you know, and be willing to put in the footwork to get it done. Amen.
You are right. And, you know, I am a big supporter and an advocate for the independent artists because there are so many great artists out there. And, you know, their music, you know, I guess about 80% of them, their music is not being heard because it's not promoted because of dollars.
Exactly.
So I believe that if we get on one accord to heal them and, as you just said, we educate ourselves and we follow the rules that, you know, we can take over. You know, things are not going to remain the same because I feel in the spiritual realm God doing a shifting. You know, he's taking out some of the usual suspects. But we got to be in position, you know, in order to take over.
Absolutely. You know, the Lord has opened up a whole new door. You know, especially in radio, you know, as far as airplay, everything is moving towards streaming and internet radio. You know, a lot of, like you were saying, marketing and, you know, artists putting their monies and investing in the right way. I'm an advocate for terrestrial radio as well as internet radio. But if you want to get the biggest bang for your buck and for the budget that you're working with, if you spread it around, you know what I'm saying, and not just target this big you know, terrestrial station or this station or whatever, and having to pay thousands of dollars. If you got $1,000, take $1,000 and put it into 100 radio stations. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
100
mm-hmm.
internet stations, and you're getting more exposure. You're getting more airplay than you would on just the one station that you gave the $1,000 to. You see what I'm saying? So just knowing how to strategically place your funds as an artist is going to take you to infinity and beyond. You know what I mean? Instead of just being in one little circle, you'll be in a wider circle. And it's worldwide. You know, everybody, if it's on the internet, everyone has access to your music and not just that local community that you may have invested in.
You're absolutely right, and you got to take it by tiers, per se. You know, of course, everybody mm-hmm. wants to be on Radio 1 and on Clear Channel, but the reality mm-hmm. of it is you're not going to get that right away. So you can start, you know, like I say, at college stations and here on Blog Talk.
Right.
You know, Blog Talk
That's
gets
right.
more listeners than most terrestrial stations.
Wow. Wow.
And so when you, again, if you do your research, you know, you have some people say, well, I don't want to be on a Blog Talk radio show. Well, I don't know why not. Because when you look at it, a lot of the Blog Talk radio stations are not just solely connected to Blog Talk. They're streamed to some internet radio stations, and I know a few that are connected with terrestrial. So you reach more people. And the reality of it is that when you're in your car, you may listen to a terrestrial radio station, you know, on your way to work or to the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to some degree, because most people put in a CD. But people, you know, when you're on your computer, you can type a letter, you can do multiple things and minimize
mm-hmm.
and listen to a radio show all day long. So, you know, internet radio is starting to take over, and they're having some great numbers. I wanted to ask you this, and this is shifting gears a little bit. Now, as
mm-hmm.
far as your Tahila Praise broadcast, what can we expect to hear from you?
Well, what's happening is we're interviewing some amazing independent gospel artists from all over the world that are releasing their music, as well as different authors that have, you know, some awesome books that are out there to encourage you, to exhort you, and as well as ministries as well that come on and share, you know, the vision what God has given them for their ministry. So it's initially, you know, primarily geared to music, but, you know, we have a wide range of guests that come on to bless our listeners.
Now, Tahila, we have a caller on the line for you. You ready to take a call?
Absolutely.
Okay, caller from area code 313. State your name and your question for Tahila. Are you there, caller? Well, I guess you're a little shy, Tahila.
Maybe they're just listening in. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, if you have a question, if I see your hand up, then or if you press 1, that lets me know that you're on the line. But we're going to move on because our time is going by so quickly. Tahila, tell our listeners, give us the information if they want to check out your show, the Tahila Praise broadcast. You know, if they're looking for management or any other, where can they reach out to you? Give them that information.
Amen. For the Tahila Praise program, if you're an artist and you want to submit your music for airplay and also, you know, come on as an interview guest, you can email us at tahilat3@yahoo.com. That's T as in Tom, E-H-I-L-L-A-H, P like Paul, and the number 3@yahoo.com. And also, you know, if you're interested, if you're a new artist and you're coming out and you need a management team to get behind you and help to market and promote you, you can also email us at that same address and just put, you know, the information that you need in there, and someone will definitely get back to you. You can also connect with us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TahilaPraise. Amen. And you can listen to the broadcast as well at blogtalkradio.com/Tehillah Praise on Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Well, Tehillah, I thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you come back and hang out with us again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thank you so much. God bless you, woman of God. You're awesome. I love you.
Oh, so are you.
Amen. Yeah, so I'm going to keep listening because I know my girl Lisa Foster Wilson is coming on, so I definitely want to listen in for that as well.
Oh, well, thank you. So, listeners, we're going to take another short music break, and we're going to prepare for our second segment where we have gospel diva herself, Lisa Foster Wilson. She'll be joining us, and she is the bomb. So we're going to take a music break. We're going to listen to one of my favorite songs, Adoration by Forever Jones. Enjoy. Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and that was Forever with Adoration. This is our second segment, and we have gospel diva Lisa Foster Wilson in the building with us. She's joining in with us, and she's going to tell us all about her current project and her testimony and her ministry. Hey, Lisa, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, and we're just so proper, Lisa. I thank you for I thank you so much for hanging out with us. Tahila from Tahila Praise is hanging out with us still because she wanted to support you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we're just so excited about what God is doing through your ministry. So tell our listeners about your current project.
Okay, well, right now I have a single out that's playing on a multitude of internet radio stations and some terrestrial radio stations. And the single is called I'm Taking It Back. And that will be, that's the first release from my debut CD that will be out this fall. And I'm currently finishing that up and, you know, trying to market the single so that when the album does come out, you know, people will actually, some people will actually know who I am and,
mm-hmm.
may want to buy it and may want to listen to it and hear what God has said through me. So
you are so funny.
That's kind of where what I'm doing right now. You know, I'm just so blessed and happy with everything that's going on right now as far as the musical ministry. It's just amazing to me what a difference a year has made in my life. So I'm just really thankful.
Now I it's time for me to ask you the marketing ministry signature question. So Lisa, tell us, what does ministry mean to you?
Ministry means to me, I guess it means making people aware of God's word, just presenting what God has given to you to the masses and hopefully touching someone and bringing them into the body of Christ. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily about being perfect or about being any specific way. There are so many different kinds of people in this world, and you know, we all learn and we all are drawn to different characteristics. So I think God uses a plethora of people to get his words out, to bring everybody into the fold. And ministry to me is just about being open and about communicating what God has given to you to other people.
Now, you stated earlier that Taking It Back is your current single. What is the inspiration behind that song?
Well, when I wrote that song, I wrote it last year, and it was actually the first song that I wrote for this project. And what was going on with me is I was working at a financial services company. I was managing a good-sized staff and, you know, moving up and making the good money and so forth. And I was going to be doing the music on the side, but it really wasn't working out that way because managing is just such not a 9-to-5 job. And, you know, mm-hmm. I would bring my laptop home and I was just always working and the music wasn't really happening. And I was at a crossroads as to what I wanted to do and what I was going to do. And then I got the word that I was going to be laid off. So
mm-hmm.
then I thought that, okay, well, this means I can do my music and,
mm-hmm.
You know, I can do it full time. But I was real nervous about that because, you know, that income was going away. So I was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? What am I going to do? But I prayed on it, and, you know, I really kind of thought that I'm a little older probably than the average person releasing their debut project. And I almost thought that this wouldn't happen for me at this age, that, you know, I could teach or maybe I could, you know, assist other artists, but just doing it on my own might have passed. And this song came to me, and it really is a testament about how everything that God has given you, every gift, everything that he has bestowed on you is in you. It's still in you. And nobody can really take that away from you. And you need to take that and take back everything that you let the devil put in your head as to why you couldn't complete the mission that, you know, God had given you. So that's kind of where it came from.
And on that note, Lisa, we're going to let our listeners listen to Taking It Back by Lisa Foster Wilson.
All right.
Lisa, we're having some problems with the track loading, and I'll see if I can get that corrected.
Okay.
So I do apologize for that, but we're going to move right on because it is a terrific song, listeners, and it's something internally on our end where it's not loading correctly, so we apologize. But continuing on with the interview, tell us, I know that you are a classically trained artist. How did you decide, or why did you decide to do gospel?
Well, I was raised in a church. My father was a preacher and associate pastor at one point in time, and so I grew up in a Pentecostal church, singing in the church. And what happened is I went to a school that was very much into the arts, and what they did was they paired exceptional students with private teachers, and I was actually paired with a teacher so that I could learn how to sing correctly. And they taught classical music, and I really liked the music. You know, I enjoyed singing and I was learning, and I decided that I wanted to go to music school and I wanted to pursue it as a career. So I ended up at Boston University School for the Arts, and that's why I went on a scholarship and graduated with a degree in opera. And I pursued it for a while, but, it just didn't work out the way that I thought it would work out. And I sort of lost my zest for it. And I went another route totally. Like I said, I ended up in financial services, which is obviously not what I went to school for. And then, you know, I was like, well, I'm going back to the church, and I was just singing in my church and singing, you know, on the praise team, and like I said, and, you know, it just kept coming back to me that this is really what I wanted to do, and, you know, to just take that leap of faith, just trust that God is going to make everything okay, you know, trust that my family is going to be all right without the income, and just do what God has called me to do. And so I took that leap, and here I am now, and, you know, like I said, I'm couldn't be happier with the progress that has been made in the short time that I've been doing this.
Now, tell our listeners, you know, sometimes in trying to establish yourself as an artist, I know that, you know, there's been some good, some bad, and some indifference on your journey. Tell our listeners a little bit about your musical journey and some of the things that you had to do to prepare for your musical career.
Well, you know, it's funny because I, like a lot of independent artists, you know, started off and, you know, the first thing you do is like, okay, you think about the songs, you think about where you're going to record them. And if you know more probably than the average person, then you realize, okay, well, you're going to need a producer and those kinds of things. And those were the things that I focused on initially. And as I began to do more research and to meet more people and to listen to others who do different jobs in this industry, I realized there was a vast amount of knowledge that I was lacking. And the biggest challenge was, you know, halting myself, slowing myself down from just rushing into that studio to learn the business, to learn what I needed to know to try to be successful. I mean, there's still, I mean, you could fill probably the Grand Canyon with what I don't know. But, you know, I'm so much more smarter than I was when I started. I mean, I didn't realize what was needed for marketing and how important the marketing was. I didn't realize how difficult it would be to get a song played, say, on a terrestrial radio station. I wasn't aware of how many vast different internet radio stations there were, or blog talk at that time. You know, copywriting, music law, all of those things. And those are necessary things that you need to have put in place before you even think about releasing a song. And, you know, it was quite a awakening to realize, you know, all of the work, all of the business that is required in order to even get the song done. So that was the first thing that kind of hit me in the face. The other thing was, is, you know, recording. I don't really care for recording. I don't like singing. I don't like singing in the studio. And it's so funny because I haven't met one artist yet that said that they like it. I don't really like singing in the studio, but, you know, you got to do it. So it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to get myself, you know, accustomed to doing it that way and accustomed to how you have to sing in the studio, it was challenging for me. The good part has been how well the song has been received. You know, mm-hmm. like I said, if you can get people to listen to it, I've been real fortunate to have them added to the rotation. You know, it's doing well where it is being
mm-hmm.
played, and, you know, I'm just so thankful for that. And you really need to have a plan. I mean, I would, you know, have to say to any artist listening, if you don't have a plan, you have to stop yourself and make a plan as to what steps you're going to take to get to where you want to get to. There are going to be steps that you miss, and there are going to be things that you don't know. But if you don't at least start off with some kind of, you know, project management plan or something, even if it's just a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 list,
mm-hmm.
you need to do that so that, you know, you cover yourself, you don't make a whole bunch of mistakes, you don't cost yourself a whole lot of money. You know, get with someone who knows more than you do. You know, you can rent, you can, you know, get a book or what have you, but you have to educate yourself. You have to educate yourself, and I can't stress that enough. There were so many things that I didn't know, and thank God that, you know, I was able to find that out before, you know, I made some pretty big mistakes. So
absolutely. Now, Lisa, we're going to go and attempt to play your single, Taking It Back.
Okay.
So this is Taking It Back by Lisa Foster Wilson. I apologize, Lisa. There's something wrong with our blog talk equipment. It's just not loading. But for listeners, if you want to listen to Taking It Back, you can go to the marketingministry.ning.com site, and that's going to be our feature song for the month. So as soon as you go there, you'll be able to hear Taking It Back live there. I apologize, Lisa.
Oh, it's okay. Things happen.
Yeah, they do. But we give all glory and honor to God because
that's right.
We're gonna press on, and
mm-hmm.
and people are gonna be able to listen to the single at www.marketingministry.ning.com. And Lisa is a member, and she's featured there, and we're gonna be promoting that. And I'll put it to our listeners this way: for the first 5 people that go on the network and join, we'll give you, at the cost of Marketing Ministry, since we weren't able to play her song, we'll purchase you a download for free. How about
oh,
that?
Oh, wow. Rush,
mm-hmm.
rush.
So, yeah, rush, and pick up this, and all you got to do is reach out to us, and we'll make good on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lisa, tell our listeners what is coming up for you. You got some engagements, or are you touring?
Yeah, I have some a local engagement here. One is I am going to be at the Connecticut Gospel Music Awards. I was actually nominated as a best new gospel artist, so I'm really excited about that. I'm also actually in a gospel stage play with a professional company. It's called Doris and Company. And that will be on November 13th here, and there will also be DVDs available for sale on the Doris and Company website. So I'm very much excited about that. Plays are fun, and, you know, I play a feisty secretary, a church secretary, so that's interesting. And
interesting.
Yes, it is interesting. I don't know why I got that part, but but I do play the church secretary, so, you know, we're having a good time with it. It's going to be a phenomenal production. I'm very excited about it. And I'm actually a featured soloist for Black Tie Gala that will also be here in Connecticut and Windsor for the Juvenile Diabetes Association. So, you know, there are a bunch of things coming up, and I'm, you know, finishing my CD, and we're hoping for a November release date. So mm-hmm. that should be ready in November, and I'm, you know, like I said, I'm so excited about it. I just can't believe that this is, like, really happening, so this is great.
Now, Lisa, who are some of the other people that collaborated with you on your project, and what's the title of your upcoming project?
You know, I don't know what the title is going to be. I have a couple of things floating around in my head, and one is you know, edging out the other. But I'm not sure at this point what I'm going to call it. As for a collaboration, the producer that I used, his name is Jay Mall. And he is a very well-respected musician. He has toured a lot with a lot of big names, and he is a phenomenal producer. He and I just work very well together. He's able to bring out what I want in my music. You know, I send him my tracks and my harmonies, and, you know, he sends me back awesome material, and we just go into the studio and pound it out together. He's a producer for the whole CD, and all of the music on the CD I wrote myself, so there isn't a second writer or a second producer. So it's kind of a J. Mall and Lisa Foster Wilson production at this point. So.
Well, that's okay, Lisa.
Yeah.
You're doing it all to the glory of God. So
I am.
That's one thing I can say about you, my sister, is that you market your ministry.
I try. I'm trying. That's why I'm here with you, Wanda. I'm going to try to get me some tips and pointers before I get out of here.
You know, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me, and
I
will help you. And now, for people, where can they pick up the single? And if they want to reach out to you, where can they reach you?
Okay. The single is available at basically all the electronic distribution outlets, CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, Last.fm, Reverb Nation. It's also available on the Christian Jukebox. For me, they can reach me. My website is www.lisafosterwilson.com. I'm on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook, same Lisa Foster Wilson, and also on Reverb Nation, Lisa Foster Wilson. So I'm at all of the major social networks and on my website as well. And they can, on my website, they can view the latest issue. I put out a newsletter, and they can view all the past issues, which also feature other independent gospel artists and just even other radio personalities or anybody working in God's kingdom doing various jobs, whether it be a makeup artist. They're also featured in the newsletter, so they can, on my website, look at the latest issue of the newsletter.
Now, in closing, what is laid up on your heart to say to your fellow artists or just to say in general to our listeners?
I would say, you know, be yourself and always have forgiveness on your heart. I mean, nobody is perfect. We're going to go through this life, and we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall. We're going to stumble. You don't want to be so judgmental with people. You want to have a forgiving heart with them. And you want to always just put God first. And, you know, you have to remember why you're doing what you're doing and what the focus is for what you're doing. And, you know, if you can help someone, then you should help someone. I mean, you just want to make yourself available. You want to do the best that you can at all times. And for independent artists, you want to educate yourself. It is so much more than just going into the studio and singing and having a pretty voice. It is a musical ministry, and it is a business. So definitely, you know, get with someone who knows more than you. Google music business, you know, get on the social networks, mix and mingle with people who are farther along in the process where you are. There's always places that you can learn, you know, so just don't give up.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Word of God tells us that it's the fool that counsels themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't counsel yourself about things that you're in. You know, you have to seek wise counsel. Because, you know, I don't even attempt, Talisa, to try to counsel myself. You know, I go to others that I can rely on and I know, you know, that have the wisdom of God to give me that advice. And that's the biggest thing with art, you know, independent artists, is learn the business. You know,
yes.
It's not a gig. It's not just doing a CD. At the end of the day, it is a business. And
right.
If you don't know the business, you will get swallowed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it would all be for naught. You really have to know how to do what to do. If you know, because like you said, once you put that single out, there is so much more that needs to be done. You know, nobody will know what's there. Nobody will know who you are, and you need to know what those steps are to get yourself to that next level.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, I thank you so much for hanging out with us. I want you to come back again and hang out with us. And to the listeners, you know, you can check out Lisa at marketingministry.neen.com. Like I said, for the first five people that register for the network, Marketing Ministry will give you a free download of her single, Taking It Back. Excuse me. I've been battling with allergies. So check her out there. I also want to thank Tahila Praise for hanging out with her. You guys are both two awesome and amazing women of God, and I know that God is breathing on you. He's breathing on your projects, and he is opening the doors on your behalf that he can only open. And he's also closing the doors that need to be closed. So we give him all glory and honor and praise for that, and we thank you. Listeners, next week, you want to tune in. We have our special guest will be Cherie Fletcher. She's the former wife of actor Will Smith. She's currently married to former NFL player Terrell Fletcher. They pastor the City of Hope International in San Diego, California. She's a woman on the wall. And she also has a new health and beauty line that's kind of creating a little buzz in the gospel community. It's called Whoop Ash. A-S-H. Let me clarify that. And so it's a very good product. So she'll be hanging out with us. So join us next time. I want you to make sure you support Tahila of Tahila Praise. Check her out on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Tahila Praise. Check out Lisa Foster Wilson. Lisa, give them your website.
www.lisafosterwilson.com.
Buy her single. And, you know, we all need each other. You know, we take over by supporting one another. As always, I want you to remember to continue to market your ministry. You know, don't be afraid to cast vision. And we'll see you here same time, same place next week for another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. You be blessed. Thank you, Lisa and Tahila.
Thank you.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet. Believe in His word, kingdom of a place of believers.